I don't ever drive, no.
You remember people having horses in Houston when you...
Yeah, they had all those horses and things, and wagons, and I don't even know what horses too. Now they have much now.
When did you quit seeing those?
Well, that was on about in, let me see now, I believe in 1940, I guess, when it was about out, it was about that time, nothing but cars and trucks now, motorbikes and all that for that.
What different kinds of cars and trucks do people have?
So many different names, I just don't know about no cars, I don't know, huh? No more getting in and sit down, that's all I know.
What kinds of trucks are there? You know, there's some that's open at the back.
Yeah, sure is.
What do you call them?
I don't know. I just call all of them a truck.
What about the ones that are closed over? And like, say if you wanted your TV repaired, they'd come out in the truck, probably.
Mm.
What kind of truck would they come out in? They wouldn't come out in one that's open to take your TV off because it might rain on it or something. They'd come in a truck that's closed over. You have a special name for that kind of truck?
We just call it a station wagon, don't we?
Okay. What's a station wagon look like?
It's a long old thing, got a top all the way over, got windows in it, some of them some has got windows in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Different things like that.
Is that about the size of a car or a truck?
Yes, it'd be the truck, I know.
Uh-huh.
It's real big.
Do you ever talk about a pickup truck or anything like that? Delivery truck or a van?
Well, I've seen them, that's all I know.
You've seen what?
Pick up trucks and some pick up things and deliver things to you.
What does that look like?
Well, it's a big old truck, that's all I can see.
Is it open or closed?
No, it's closed, but it's got a door in the back, but it opens like a house door.
Uh-huh.
It's got the one door on each side, and you open up and then it can close and they lock it.
Uh-huh.
So I see them right up there in the front do it.
Any other name for cars?
If it is, I don't know.
Do you remember the first car you ever saw?
I sure don't. Lord, I don't. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a car this? You know, some cars has got bucket seats.
Yeah, I know that. Well, I don't like them old bucket seats. The old two-door car, they got the old crazy. I like a four-door car. That's the kind of car I like. I ain't gonna never buy none. That's too much trouble. You're good in the trouble, too.
What do you mean a two-door car? Does that have a seat in the back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seat in the back, but you got to push something into the seat in the front so you can get in the back.
Uh-huh. What do you call the two-door cars that's got the seat in the front that goes all the way across? And then doesn't have any seats in the back.
I don't ever see one like that. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
And when you get in the car, you know, there's in front of the driver's seat, there's where all the gas gauge is and
mm-hmm.
the steering wheel. Well, all around the steering wheel. You know, mm-hmm. all those instruments and all. What do you call that section there?
I don't know. I don't know about them calling when you get that set out. Tell all I know.
What about the part that goes all the way across the front?
What?
In the car, if you're sitting in the car, there's a thing that goes across the front, in front of you?
Across them in front of you?
Uh-huh. Just like, here's a windshield, and then out in there's kind of a shell.
I don't know what they call it. I don't know about them calling them. The children do what they drive them. My daughter drives them. The son, they drive them. But the better.
Uh-huh.
Told me something. Y'all get home and mama drives so you're good so you'll be dead when you get where you're going. You have to stickle them to death.
You know,